would invite you to join with me as we turn to the scripture this morning. This morning we will share from Matthew chapter 16, starting in verses 13 through 20. As always, you're welcome to follow along if that helps you, or if you find that following along distracts you, would invite you to hear the word of the Lord this morning. I'm sorry, yes, 13 through 20. Now, when Jesus had come into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious and holy God, we have gathered together today because we know that we need to hear a word from you. And so, as always, dear Holy Spirit, we humbly ask that you would come and pour yourself out on us. That you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words which I will offer, and the thoughts of all of our hearts, and inspire them, breathe life into them, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Whose name we pray. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3 is one of those famous passages in the Bible that sometimes people don't know where it came from. But it's one that we've heard in songs and we've seen on plaques, we've seen in lots of places. And it starts out like this: "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted." And there's a line in there that didn't make it into Pete Seeger's song that the birds recorded. "There's a time to keep silence and a time to speak." And as we ponder this scripture that we've shared together from Matthew, we find that in this passage, we find both of those: a time to speak and a time to be silent. And so as we spend a little bit of time together this morning, I want to focus first on a time to speak. Jesus had gathered the disciples back together again, and they had traveled, and now they traveled to a place called, or into the region of Caesarea Philippi. And as they've been traveling, as the disciples had been more and more and more experiencing the kingdom of God. They'd seen Jesus heal. They'd heard Jesus teach. They'd seen him take on those who would reduce the kingdom of God to the things that we do. rather than the relationships that we have. He'd shown the abundance of this amazing kingdom by feeding thousands of people. And just to make sure that the disciples really got how amazingly generous, how inconceivably generous the kingdom of God was, Jesus miraculously fed not only the 5,000, but in that scripture between what we read last week and what we picked up this morning, Jesus fed another 4,000. He had another fight with the Pharisees. Over and over and over again, Jesus' disciples had experienced the kingdom of God. And so as they stand in the region of Caesarea Philippi, one of those places where the Jews lived, where there was a really powerful Greco and Roman influence, where the culture was not their own, Jesus turns and says to them, "So who do the people say that the Son of Man is?" And the disciples give all the right answers. He's a prophet, he's John the Baptist, he's Elijah come back, as was expected. And then Jesus turns and asks them an essential question. "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon, that we know better as Peter, Simon speaks the answer. "You are the Christ, the Messiah. You are the anointed one. You are the one we have been expecting to come back and to bring this kingdom of God into existence on the earth like it already exists in heaven. You are the very Son of God. You are God with us. You are everything that we have always hoped for. You have everything that we have longed for and more than we could have possibly imagined." You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, when it comes to that question, this is not a time for us to be silent. When we find ourselves in those moments where God is asking us, "But who do you say that I am?" This is not a time for us to duck our heads. It's not a time for us to go, "Well, you know." It's not even a time for us to sing along with "Jesus is just all right with me." This is a time for us to speak. To speak what we know. To speak what we have experienced of God in our life. Because this answer is a response to what God has already done in us. Jesus makes that explicit. He turns and says, Simon, son of Jonah, blessed are you? You did not get this answer from flesh and blood. You did not get this answer from human beings. You did not get this answer from going to Sunday school and being a church and going to Bible study, right? This is not an answer that came from the tradition in which you were trained. This answer comes from your experience of God. Flesh and blood did not give you this, but this is given to you from heaven. And that's how it always is for us. Whenever we come to those moments where we know in our heart that God is saying, who do you say that I am? Our answer is a gift from God. And yet, it is our answer. There are times for us to be silent. But when this question comes up, this is a time for us to speak. And to say to God, to those who are around us, and maybe most importantly, to say to ourselves, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Grace to you.